Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Episode 56, Season 2,
Road Trip.
So, we was just sharing right before we started how I spelled a word in the text. We were talking about Biff. Put it on a stealth account.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
So I sent the text. I responded in a text, right? And I said, you wouldn't know anything about that. Then I put HR. All right. What you guys? What is this, dude?
So, I don't know if I was just, my thoughts were just everywhere. And
when are they not?
I was walking, and to the front of the complex, there's a big old garbage bin. And, you know, it was Memorial Day weekend. It was full of trash. You know, I had trash on the outside where people brought it.
Right.
And I was thinking, I hate to live in front of their trash bin because the view is of trash.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was thinking, I said, you know, those raccoons in the back of the complex, if they would ever take the trip up front, it would be like, you know, just like, you know, just heaven, you know, for them. But they stay in the back.
What was the name of that movie? Remember Over the Hedge? There was this with Bruce Willis, was one of the voiceovers. Bruce Willis was the raccoon or he was the leader of them, though. They had these different animals that was in the wilderness, in the jungle, right?
Right.
But the jungle was right. This is so good. I'm glad you brought this up. This is so organic, y'all. But where they were, they started building. Of course, you know, they start building houses.
Okay.
So the animals are like, hey, they got these hedges. Yeah, what's over the hedge? That's where the neighborhoods were. And the trash cans. And they was like, but they were scared to go over the hedge.
Right.
So one day, Bruce Willis, he was a turtle. I'm sorry. He was a turtle. he takes the leap and he goes over the hedge.
Right.
Everybody else like, he went over the hedge. He get out there, you see trash cans, you see cars, this whole world. He's like, oh, my
world. Right.
What the hell? Then he come back, he said, there's food over there in this little corner. So they finally go over the hedge. The animals. There's a bear, there's a fox, there's a you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
different
animals.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that reminded me of.
Right, that's fire.
It's fire. Listen, y'all, we can't get no better than this, y'all. Talking about
over the head.
It's good, dude.
I gotta watch that.
It is good. You need to Google it. Or either, I don't know what it's on right now, but you need to. Welcome to On and Out the Field, a podcast with a purpose.
We got the On the Field coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Barton, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
And we got the infamous Yoda Man since 1968. That was probably one of the best. Okay. Over the Hedge, dude. You need to watch it.
I'm going to check it out.
Oh, don't mess around and have you some cabbage with it. Mess around. Boy, you would go on the adventure with them.
Oh, Lord.
Seriously.
Right.
You
right.
will, dude. I got a story. One day I'm going to tell about when I had partaken of some cabbage.
Okay.
And I watched, you know, the Ten Commandments. Like, remember those Ten Commandments back in the day when the Ten Commandments would come on? all those
Charlton
movies.
Heston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we had, I had ordered this DVD series where Jesus walked the earth, the book of Luke. So we watched it one time. I had the cabbage. Listen, dude, the cabbage was so good. For 30 minutes, I was in Jerusalem with Jesus, walking.
Lord have mercy.
Walking with the mud between my toes. It's crazy. I took a road trip in my mind.
You was one of the disciples?
Dude, I took a road trip. No, I was Rick. In Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem.
I took a road trip. All right, okay, let's get serious. Oh, press segment.
Yeah. So we're going to pray for people who are driving short and long trips this week.
Which I myself, which you're probably going to talk about this, will be taking to. Yeah.
Rick is going to Virginia.
Right, Virginia Beach. Navy reunion. So look, a lot of people have been traveling. And then you know what? The traveling season is coming up too.
Right.
Like
this was one of the largest. This past weekend was one of the largest travel weekends,
which was
Labor Day weekend.
Right, Labor Day weekend. So now we're gonna come with. Well, we got Halloween is next. Not people travel on that holiday, but shortly after that,
Thanksgiving,
Christmas, next,
yeah, then Christmas,
New Year's. That's a lot of travel. So wow, this is a good time to pray.
Yeah.
So listen, we in honor of those and for those who may be on the roads and the highways, as they say, the highways and the byways, we pray for traveling grace and for God to keep His hand upon you, His head of protection around you, and just let everybody be orderly. Keep everybody up. Don't let nobody fall asleep while they're driving, which is one of the main reasons, one causes of accidents and these terrible things happen. Let everybody be alert, you know, on these highways and byways. Father, we thank you now for your divine head of protection around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
He saved me a few times.
Oh.
A few times.
He saved me sober and drunk. You hear me? The ones I remember and don't remember.
Right. Well, the facts. Yeah. That goes without saying.
Dude.
I've driven some overnight trips and there's been a few times where I was, you know, you close your eyes and you somewhere else.
You talking about Jesus take the wheel?
Right.
He literally takes it.
He's
sitting there like, poor fella. Let me get him through Carolina. I wake him up when he get on us. And you think you've been a fella seat for 3 minutes.
You remember that movie, Vacation with Chevy
Chase? First one?
Yeah, the first
one. Of course.
And they were going through, I think they were coming through the Midwest
overnight.
Oh,
my
goodness.
He
fell asleep.
Yes, indeed.
And she was like, come to bed, Sparky.
Okay. We just said a prayer for people falling asleep, dude. Now we come behind it with this. With Chevy Chase.
Okay, all right. All right, this was a new segment you had mentioned.
Exactly.
Who gives a fudge?
Right.
So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce just got engaged.
Who cares? I called you.
You called me.
This is how this came about.
Right.
Let me speak my piece. Matter of fact, there were two analysts on a sports network that were really being facetious. They did a break. They said breaking news.
Right.
They did that, dude.
Right, right.
You could tell they were being facetious. Unseasoned chicken. Both of them unseasoned chicken. Right. So it makes it more. They, you know, it's like, oh, breaking news. He looks at him. He was like, what's the breaking news?
Right.
I'm sorry. Taylor Swift.
Michael Parsons got traded again.
Right. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce just announced their engagement. Who gives a fudge, dude? I called you. I'm like,
you
hey,
me,
new
right.
segment.
Right.
Things that I care to know nothing about.
Right.
Okay, give me one. Listen, let me go ahead on the record and say this.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I turn on this other sports network, they always talk about Dallas. I'm tired of it. I don't need to know what Dallas's expectations
are. They
think
it's about ratings. They think they're getting ratings.
They are.
But it's like, you know, enough is enough. Spread the wealth.
Do you think Jerry Jones has anything to do with them being talked about? Do you think he tells them, hey, as much as you can, mention those Cowboys?
Listen, Jerry Jones is a marketing genius. As long as he's in the news, it's dollar signs. Now, whether or not he does something dumb or whether or not he does something smart, it's dollar signs.
I never did ask you this either because while we're in this vein, I don't want to forget. This is off the top. What did you think about the ESPN buying out everything?
For the NFL?
Yeah.
might as well put it on one network. I don't have a problem with it.
So you don't see any cons?
No, I don't have a problem with it.
Because you see now in certain games that used to come on, like...
The networks have been changing for the past 10, 20 years, really.
Right.
And some networks have evolved and some networks have moved in different directions. With the evolution of streaming now, it's totally changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I personally think it's a good matchup.
I just wanted to ask you that, but yeah,
because the money is what it's about,
right?
And if being with ESPN and partnering with Disney and that gives them more money to pay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's a marketing strategy, of course.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Most
so
definitely.
Before we move, what do you not give a fudge about?
Right now, I don't really have anything on my thoughts,
man.
About it.
You don't get,
but I mean, when it happens, it'll be in the moment, and I'll be like, "Who cares?"
I would think your answer would be, you know what? I thought your answer was going to be something like this: I don't give a fudge about what Stephen A. Smith has to say, or one of the analysts that get on your nerves.
Who? Paul Feinbaum.
I knew it.
You know what bothers me? You know what really bothers me? They actually put him on and give him segments on the show. Like his own stuff. Like,
okay.
Asking him his football opinion.
So that's something.
I'm like, did I miss something?
You don't give a fudge about.
What Paul Feinbaum got to say, man. His opinion matters not. In fact, I was glad when he picked Notre Dame over Miami. I was like, look, Feinbaum picked Notre Dame over Miami, and then Chris Herbstreit picked Notre Dame over Miami. And I was like, okay, Miami going to win. Because neither one of them know what they're talking about.
So listen, I knew it. It wasn't hard. You just went off. All right, class clown segment.
Class clown.
All right, I was going to make a joke about road trips, but then I ran out of gas.
A bug splattered on my windshield while driving.
Okay.
I bet he doesn't have the guts to do that again.
So watch this. Another reason you need to watch over the hedge, because there were insects involved too that never went over the hedge. And now, so now the insects, when they flew over the hedge, now they got to deal with these cars. And a few of them perished. They hit the windshield. I'm just saying. I don't know why over the hedge is. You need to watch over the hedge, dude. All right. Where do bees stop to use the bathroom?
Where?
Where do they stop to use the bathroom on road trips? The BP station? Come on.
What makes amputees so good at road trips?
I'm not doing this, dude.
They're always good the last leg.
Nope. What kind of car does Yoda drive? Oh, my goodness.
What?
A Toyota. That's good.
Which road did Satan take on his road trip?
Ooh, which one?
Route 666.
Man. You know what, dude? I got a deep... revelation about that.
What's that?
What the 666 is. I think, did I share it?
You talk like a barcode?
It's a barcode.
Yeah, yeah. You said that on our episode.
Isn't that
one of the first.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, first couple episodes.
People don't even realize that, though.
Right.
It's completely a mystery. What do you call a Mexican who has lost his car?
What?
Man, no, dude. Carlos. Okay.
All right, this is good. What do you call a prostitute with a runny nose? Fool.
No! Versus segment, Catholics versus convicts.
What'd you think of the game? Miami, Notre Dame. You know, that was the nickname.
You know, that reminded me of this movie. When the prison was versus the guards. What was it? Burt Reynolds?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I thought... That
good game.
It was. Miami for three quarters. I think they probably big boyed them, and then it's like in the fourth quarter.
They got conservative.
They bled off.
Yeah,
they big boyed them for three quarters.
The first
quarter everybody kind of a little rusty, but for two and a half quarters they big boyed them,
and then they let up.
And then in
the
fourth quarter, I'm like, what you doing?
Right,
it's 24-0. What the world, Miami?
Right. Right.
So what part of that? Thing. What part of that was the breakdown? In it was it the secondary? Was it what? Because no, initially the they were stopping them. I think the defense was what I'm saying.
The offense got conservative. They were running the ball up the middle instead of, you know, using space. It was all very bland plays. It's almost like they were saying, okay, we're not going to lose this game. You know, just be cautious, be cautious.
Beck did his thing.
Beck played smart.
He really did.
It was a difference. It was a difference.
Do you think he game managed or did you think he, what did you think? He spearheaded it or did you just think
for
he managed it?
For a first game against a team that was in the national championship last year, I think he did very well.
Real quick, and I don't know, I didn't even read the script, y'all, but if I don't care, bring it up again. Arch Manning.
Oh, he looked terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, he looked bad.
The Heisman Trophy.
He was throwing in the dirt.
And picks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that we, as the, well, let me start at the top. Which they're not going to stop. Analysts should stop. I'm not going to say they need to. And fans, mm-hmm. we need to stop the expectation because of the last name that's on the back of the jersey.
Well, that's not going to happen. Point. That's not going to happen.
Michael Jordan's son sucked at basketball.
Yeah, but it's Michael Jordan's son. You still got to look at him as Michael Jordan's
you
son.
You know what got Arch Manning to talk?
What?
The Manning.
Sure.
But look what happened.
I understand.
And you know what's happening with D? I'm just looking at these last names on the back of these jerseys.
There's a lot
of things that's happening.
There's a lot of players that don't measure up to the predecessor. And then there's a lot of players that do.
And then some exceed.
And some
Carmelo
exceed.
Anthony's son.
Carmelo Anthony's son. It's a lot of players like that.
LeBron James'
females,
son.
A lot of players have females that go on to do great things in athletics.
That's true.
Too.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, yeah.
That's a good point.
So what'd you think of the weekend? Bama?
I loved it. Florida State.
Florida State looked good.
Belt to ass.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you the key with that. People don't realize. So they changed the offensive coordinator. Gus Malzahn, who was a former Auburn coach,
right,
is the offensive coordinator.
Oh, yikes.
Right.
Ooh, that's a good recipe.
That's a good recipe. And he likes those quarterbacks, not necessarily like a drop back and throw, but quarterbacks who are mobile.
Yeah, and the dude is mobile.
And Castellanos is mobile.
He was mobile, yeah.
So that changed the offense all overnight.
Mobile quarterbacks always hurt Bama.
Especially in
always hurt Bama.
Oh, my God.
Always hurt Bama. Auburn, Johnny Manziel, name them. Any mobile quarterback always hurt Bama. Yep.
That's right.
That's their Achilles,
Watson,
dude.
Got him.
Hurt him.
Yep.
Bad. I'm talking about, sheesh. Yeah, so what you talking about? What you talk?
Well, I thought it was interesting. I mean, when I saw that Malzahn was the coordinator, made sense why the offense was good.
He like a little wily coyote.
Yeah.
South Carolina going to be a problem.
South Carolina going to be a problem.
LSU going to be a problem.
UNC.
Miami going to be a problem.
UNC is not going to be a problem.
At all.
They got spanked.
They got that.
But you know what, man? I'm going to be honest. You got to be – stop. People have to stop being what I call disrespectful to football, the game of football. Okay, TCU's coach Sonny Dykes. He's been coaching a long time,
and don't act like TCU ain't been in contention last couple of years, Like seriously,
Art Briles,
playoff contention.
He's got both his coordinators from the previous year. North Carolina has.
They went to North Carolina and took their bicycles, bro.
Hey, that was what they were supposed to do.
Sheesh, 14.
70 new players Carolina has.
Yeah. Michael Vick got. They look bad.
They look bad. Yeah,
I don't know how Eddie George did.
I didn't see that.
I don't know how
the guy from Delaware he lost to the receiver.
I know who you're talking about. And what's his name? Is he even still a coach? A ball hawk. From
Ed Reed?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. I know it was Eddie George. And I'm looking at the players. Mike Vick. But yeah, like I said.
Yeah.
Golly, wasn't that good? do that.
Would you rather?
Would you rather pay Micah Parsons or trade Micah Parsons? I honestly would have paid him.
I would have paid him. We can all look back like we did with the Herschel Walker trade,
right?
Because we all thought he was crazy then,
right?
But it turned out to be good. This maybe in hindsight it might, but looking at it right now, it looked kind of foolish to me.
Yeah.
Particularly when you have paid players who are not at the top of their position.
That type of money.
That type of money.
They put a list up there, dude.
Yeah.
Of you the pay, defensive you paid all tackles these, and ends.
You paid all these players who are not number one at their position.
Is Miles dollar. Garrett better than Parsons?
There wasn't what? I mean, they both deserve top money. Okay. There wasn't what?
Okay. Because I mean, he was one of the ones. He was a type one of the top
there
ones.
There wasn't what? You can't say okay. Parsons is better than Garrett or, right. or vice right. versa.
I take either one.
I take either one. Either one is a... Either one is a player that
it's
you will
win. Win.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get those players.
Nah.
You know, in the draft. Wow. Without talking about it. So.
I still didn't watch it.
Huddle Up with Her. You didn't watch the
it's
documentary.
It's on the list, man. There's so much it's stuff on Netflix, show. Dude.
So, ladies, watch the Cowboys documentary on Netflix.
I got it on my list.
Yeah, it's a good one. You don't have to be a football fan.
Have you ever went on Netflix to watch one thing? And then you mess around
and watch something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, this what's happening. I can't get to it. There's so many blockbusters on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Chinese proverb.
Chinese proverb.
He who returns from a journey is not the same as he who left. That's true.
Facts.
Wow. Facts. Why do you think that is?
Because it opens your eyes to something new. It's like in the movie Over the Hedge and the right, raccoons I was right. talking about. You see something different and you're never the before. Same. You're right. never the same.
So the guys that I'm going to hang with are Navy buddies. I hadn't seen them. I counted the years this morning. I left Virginia in 99. The last time I saw them was, 89.
Oh, wow.
My first tour was from 87. To 89.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I left there in 89. That's when I last saw them. So that's been almost 30 years.
Wow.
So if the Lord let me make it there and see them, I won't be the same because I'm going to see guys that we were alongside each other when we were scared as hell, bro. Like, we were in Lebanon in 87. When I got my first cruise, I went on a six-month cruise with a hernia. I was like, oh, y'all going to fly me off to do the operation? He was like, oh, no, we're going to do this out to sea. Let's go. So I was off the coast of Lebanon.
What?
Yes, 19 years old. With other 19 years old. These same guys I'm getting ready to go see. Yeah. Scared. Like, dude, the Lebanon conflict, 88, we were in Desert Storm. We were out to sea. Yeah, we did what we did. Wow. Like, we did what we did. And when I say that, I mean, how we operated,
right.
what we sent out.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Things that we
did, what we monitored,
right.
The areas we were in. So I'm going to see some guys that we looked in each other's face where he hadn't talked to his mom in 3 months. He hadn't talked to his in 3 months. I hadn't talked to mine, hadn't heard from family. So we're looking at 19 years old.
Yeah, you bond like that.
That's how
I did it with the guys on my football team.
You got to bond.
You go through something. It's something.
It's a war zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Either we bond or we break.
Yeah, right.
So these guys I'm going to see, man.
Nice. Oh, nice. Man.
That sounds like a coming out of the tunnel moment I just did. That was good one. Serenity now. Go ahead.
Serenity now. Serenity now. Right. Okay, road trips are generally good for mental health. Mm-hmm. The slower pace, change of scenery, and opportunities for new experiences can provide a mental distance from stress.
I can say this. The part of the trip I'm looking forward to, because I used to do this all the time, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to riding through, and I know you're going to think I'm being biased, but no, North Carolina. I look forward
beautiful,
to riding.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
I love doing
it. And I think that the appreciation I have is because when I was coming through North Carolina, when I was driving in 87, 88, mm-hmm. North Carolina was not booming like it was. They were building it up.
Right.
So I would always have these road detours and like, get on my nerves, man. What did
they did have a lot of traffic on that,
dude.
For years.
Years from 87. You know
how it was like 20
about.
Years. Like
oh,
a 20
my
year
goodness.
Project.
I'm like, what are they doing over there? Then I see these big high rises coming up. I was like, what in the world with mirrors? Look like mirrors.
Yeah.
What the world?
Charlotte.
I'm
all
like,
that blew
and then
up.
You can say, this is where Michael Jordan from.
Right.
So my highlight from 85 North.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to every city in North Carolina, bro.
Right.
Because I think that's, if I had to move and live somewhere, I think I would want to live there. Because
I would too.
They get all four seasons, if I'm not
it's
mistaken.
It's beautiful there.
Right?
It's beautiful
okay.
there.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
Right. All right. The sex doctor segment.
The sex doctor.
All right. According to multiple studies and surveys, oral sex and manual stimulation are the most common sexual acts performed while traveling in a car. Come on, bro. How you set me up like this, bro?
Let me tell you, I had a teammate, and he's about 6'6", about 280, 290 at the time. Big guy. First time I met him, he was coming up to campus. He comes in his car, and he pulls up, and I look on the dashboard, and there's probably about 4 or 5 condoms. You know, like used condoms. Not in the wrapper, but, you know, on the dashboard. You know, and he's the type of guy who I'd never met before, but the other guys were very, hey, look out there, you know. And he gets out, and I'm like, why does this dude have condom wrappers on it? He was masturbating. Yes. Nasty.
So he put the condom
nasty
on. Do his deed.
And put it on the dashboard. Nasty. Yes.
Oh my goodness, dude. He gets a Okay, go. Let's move to Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation. Dang. Kuko. That's Japanese for airport.
Okay.
So but how you say it is actually backwards. So we'll say Mobile Airport. They'll say Kuko Mobile.
Airport Mobile.
Right.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Red flag segment. State troopers. Definitely a red flag.
Definitely a red flag.
But you know what? Yeah. What I found is if the speed limit is like, say, 75.
You could go 80.
And they won't bother.
No problem.
Cruise control 80.
No problem.
Pass no right problem.
By. Now, it's when you go. Now, they'll pull you over if they want to.
They dickheads.
Right. If they just want to.
I'm sorry. I mean, they edit that out, Geisha. Just came out. Sporadic. Come on, you forgot your thought.
I know.
They won't pull you over. You said they won't pull you over.
Let's just move on.
Fill in the blank. Come on.
All right, the best snack to have on the road trip is?
I think, now, if you're being pragmatic, I think the basic sandwich.
Okay.
Like a lunch meat sandwich.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Lunch meat.
But it's just...
lunch
meat. Well, you know what I mean?
What, that's how they used to say back in the
what
day.
What any kind of sandwich?
Why make me a lunch meat sandwich?
What kind of? You gonna have hamburgers? You eat a hamburger, you gonna get sleepy. You gonna fall asleep. So lunch meat, dude.
Lunch meat.
Come on.
That's old school right there.
Right.
That's old school.
What do you think?
For me, it would be like nuts. Like almonds,
pause.
Sunflower seeds. You know,
you just said that the most common act on a road trip is a sexual act. So I'm like, what do you want to do?
No.
Like nuts.
No. Almonds, pecan. You know,
okay,
stuff like that.
I know, yeah, but
yeah. Go ahead. The most unusual roadside attraction you've seen is
man. That is a tough one.
I thought when we were talking about, I think where were we at when we saw that big peach?
The peach. Is that Georgia? Between Georgia and South Carolina?
It was somewhere. I can't remember.
It's a road mark for us. We were saying, right. As you travel, that's a road marker. It's like, that's the peach.
It's a big old peach.
Right. And for me, coming and going, that's
right.
One of the, maybe that's a highlight for me, but like, because I'm used to seeing it. Yeah. Weird. You know what's weird? I'll be honest. Mm. And I pray for the people when you see these. Well, let me try to be more specific. When I was in Evergreen, Colorado, road trip,
sure.
I was driving because we actually drove.
Mm-hmm.
So we headed up the elevation. You know, the highest elevation is I think 10,000 something or 12,000, maybe something like that.
Right.
So we're heading up the elevation.
Mm-hmm.
So we see these names every now and then. Blah, blah. Eddie, whoever said such. Yeah, Kim. So we come in, and then these guys come in on these bicycles. And like, what is that? It was like, oh, that's everybody that didn't make it when they was on their bicycle or in their car.
Oh,
that's where they went over at.
Oh, wow.
So we put their name there. So that's a weird, that's something weird.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's, that freaked me out.
Right. I bet it would.
I'm like, I don't want my damn name there.
I bet it would.
That so some that
of those
was
road, some of those roads and those mountains. I mean,
oh, bro, gotta, they t- you we was my, you talking about butt clenching for at least you get tired from clenching your butt for 20 minutes when you're going
I've been
up
on some roads like that.
We went up to 10,500 feet, ears popping, head tight, like dude, struggling to breathe.
Wow,
the air thin. You struggle to breathe a mile high. That's what it
was. Well, I did that when I was in Denver, too.
Oh.
And I was walking up these hills. And I struggled.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude. That was an unusual thing. It's on the side of the road.
The worst thing to forget on a road trip is?
I don't know. Boring spots? I don't know. When you get to like boring spots, like we get to, hey, this is going to be boring for the next 200 miles. There's nothing to see. I want to forget that. Like, you know what a boring trip is? From here to Montgomery. That's a boring trip. Right. Going to Montgomery or Northern Alabama. Right. Dude, when you get
the way back is much better because you're like kind of counting and you're going down. It's almost
right.
Like, okay,
but going
is like, oh.
Another place that sucks to drive is Plano, Texas.
Yes, it's nothing. It's just
it's
like
a 9.5 hour drive
of nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Flatland. Just nothing.
Horrible. Health is wealth segment.
Health is wealth.
Three ways to incorporate exercise on road trips. All right, this is interesting. Take regular breaks. Stop every couple of hours to get out of the car and move around. That's good for circulation. Mm-hmm. Perform simple stretches, also good. Walk or jog at rest stops. A few laps around the parking lot can make a big difference. I don't know if I'm going to walk. I don't jog. I walk, you know.
I walk.
Yeah.
I actually, at some spots, what I'll try and do is park the furthest away so I can kind of walk to there and then take my, you know, stretch.
Now, how many people, I don't know, a percentage of 0 to 100%, how many people do you think actually think like that, honestly? Not that many.
Not that many. Because I'm the only one that's out there stretching at the rest stop.
So I said that to say this, to go back to the old verbiage, if I could call it, mm-hmm. that it's a lifestyle.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
When you say that, it's a way of thinking. Yeah. You think health.
And I've been a professional driver for years. And the best thing for you, I find, to stay alert and aware, stay, you know, to get out and stretch your legs. You know,
well, I think we got somebody that want to give me some advice. You know, I'm getting ready to go on this trip. And I think we got somebody that want to give us some advice, right? She wanted to give me some advice. Was it Nurse Thicken? She is. Oh.
Let me on. And I just wanted to wish you a safe and happy trip to Virginia.
Well, how you doing, first of all, Nurse
Thicken?
Let me see how is everything going at the house.
Everything's fine. We doing good. Me and Tyrone, we do.
Okay.
I used to kick it in Virginia, though. I know about it over there. Virginia Beach is for lovers. That's what they say.
Okay.
Virginia is for lovers.
Well, I just want to make sure you give me my road trip experience. I don't want to know about your lovers now.
No.
So what advice you got for me?
I ain't got no advice, man. Just drive safe. Come back next week so we can holler at you.
Thank you, Nurse Dickles.
You appreciate you, baby.
Random 3 a.m. thought segment. 63 Earths. Can fit comfortably, like I got to say it like that, in the planet. Oh, man, this, I'm going to read this like it is, but this does not sound right. 63 Earths can fit comfortably in the planet Uranus. When the love is real, farts don't matter. All right, so let's go with the first one. 63. So you can fit 63 Earths comfortably
in the planet Uranus.
In your anus?
In the planet Uranus.
So your anus can hold 63 Earths. That's, you know,
that's
your anus has to be pretty big to hold that many Earths.
Yes.
Like one Earth in your anus seems to be overloading your anus.
Right. But 63? That's a lot of Earths.
In your anus. Sheesh. So when the love is real, I saw this the other day. Farts don't matter.
Farts don't matter.
You know? And it's true.
Right.
Travel through your eyes.
Travel through your eyes. All right. What was your longest road trip?
It's going to be between Denver and New York. I drove from Pensacola to New York.
Oh, wow.
I was 22, 24, something like that. And then Denver was probably that about the same. So it was between Denver and...
By yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, I had help. But you seem, you mean by myself?
That's no, no, be,
by myself would be from Virginia back here.
Back here.
Yeah, which is 14.
14 hours.
Yeah. Okay. I listen to Heavy D and the Boys the whole way. They repeat.
Right.
Yeah. We let the windows down. It was cold. Right. I let the window down to wake up.
Wow.
Oh, it was struggle. It was real.
Struggle was real.
But I made it. Sure did.
You know, one trip was when CJ was being born.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Minneapolis. And I drove from Minneapolis to, I was driving from Minneapolis to New Orleans.
How long is that?
21 hours.
Shit, by yourself?
Yeah, by
How
myself.
How many times you stop?
Again, about every 2-3 hours.
Did you stop and like go to sleep?
No, not that trip, no.
What did you take any, you drinking coffee, Nodos, what?
I can't really remember what it would have, I probably would have been drinking beer, to be honest with you.
I think, and you drove for...
I mean, I would have had a little bit of everything.
Your adrenaline had you up.
Well, CJ was being born.
That's what I'm saying.
So when I got to Memphis, I was going to pull over and sleep at this rest area.
Okay.
Right past Memphis. Cause okay. I knew they had security guards, you know, and you could just pull over and sleep comfortable. You have to worry about nobody messing with you.
Okay.
As I was coming over the Mississippi River Bridge in Memphis, you know, you got the pyramid there, the downtown skyline.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the sun behind me just set like breathtakingly orange.
Beautiful.
Just it was something that you very like, you know, you see it all the time when you drive. You're like, right. Wow, this is beautiful.
Good moment. Right.
That was a moment. Well, CJ was born at that moment.
Wow.
I drove the rest of the way.
Dude.
Yeah. And I wasn't even tired.
You got
at that
these
point.
Incredible stories that just sitting in the vault. Goodness gracious, that was lit. That one made me sit up. All right, back in the day, segment.
Back in the day,
did you ever do a family road trip?
Yes.
Where'd you go?
We went to Disney World from New Jersey to Orlando.
We went to Atlanta, Six Flags. That's okay. A road trip, family.
Right. Right.
Yep. So that was good. I remember going to Stone Mountain, Georgia too.
Okay.
And then went all the way down the backside. Uh-huh. You know, and walking back up. That was rough.
Two thumbs up.
All right.
Well, we were talking vacation starring Chevy Chase.
I think
that's the ultimate road trip for me.
Like
movie.
For me, I like all of the Jokers. Every road trip.
Right.
Like the second one, they all were good. The original is the best one.
His cousin Eddie makes it.
Oh
man.
My goodness, the dude, the Chris
Beer Clark,
the Christmas one, Christmas Vacation, bro. That was hilarious.
Yes,
he said something's
wrong with the shitter.
He's going. We got to see in the Yak Lady twice a week. The Yak Lady. She's going
and
to
then
see.
He closed at a asbestos plant.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
An air to my
knots. All right. All you who sleep tonight, far from the ones you love, no hand to the left or right, and emptiness above. Know that you aren't alone. The whole world shares your tears. Some for two nights or one, and some for all their years. And
it's to my knots.
My favorite part of it.
Oh, this is a good one. So, Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts. So, this is a fun fact first. Is if you tried to send 159,000 texts over 10 months, you would need to type nearly one message every 3 minutes around the clock. That averages out to about 530 messages every single day.
Mm-mm.
Recently, the police arrested a woman after texting a man 159,000 times over a 10-month period only after one date. Authorities got involved after the situation escalated beyond text, where they found the woman inside the man's home bathing in his tub while he was away.
Dude, you talking about, we should have named this segment Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts About Obsession. And what's the name of the other movie where she put the rat in the pot? The rabbit in the pot.
Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah, close. Imagine if, I wonder if he, if they, you know, if they were exclusive for that one date. If they did anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh my goodness, for her to have that mindset. You know what's scary? What if he didn't? And she was like this.
Wow. Yeah, well, she was unstable from the beginning.
And then what if he did?
But they've done things like that where people, you just don't know who you're meeting, you know? I've met people like that, you know, that just like they, and you realize fast that they got a problem.
The dating world, needless to say, or it goes without saying, rather, the dating world is a jungle.
Yes.
Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Right. Facts.
Because you, well, let me stop. Did you know?
Did you know how to pick the sweetest watermelon?
Go ahead.
Well, how you look at it is the tighter the butthole, the sweeter the fruit. So when you look at the end, if that, you know, that part, it's
right.
kind of like that. If it's really like squinting, like you see the beady eyes,
right.
and the lines are tight, like it's tight,
right. it's good.
That means it's sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never thought, I never knew that.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Rick. Things that make you go, hmm.
Okay.
Female frogs have been observed pretending to be dead to avoid unwanted mating attempts by males.
I think I've heard that before.
During the breeding season, large groups of male frogs often compete aggressively to mate, leading chaotic scenes in breeding ponds where multiple males may latch onto a single female in what's called amplexus, or frog orgy. This can be dangerous or even fatal for the female if she's overwhelmed. And so to avoid mating with unsuitable or too many males, some females have evolved this behavior where they suddenly go limp and float belly up, mimicking death.
Some men don't care about that.
It's one frog that's going to hit it anyway.
Yeah, it's, while some men.
While she's laying up on that,
one frog going to go there. I don't care about you being dead.
One frog going to go there.
Oh, yeah. Man, he don't care nothing about that. He from Pritchard. A Whistler.
What's the, hey, I had one. What's the guy over there? He was
Down the Bay.
He was doing something with them bodies.
Oh man, who?
I can't remember his name. He was doing something with them.
Somebody, JoJo.
Yo, yeah, remember that?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
This was.
No. Y'all listen.
Blue Bag Media.
We promote
Blue Bag Media.
Blue Bag Media. Bill Wiss.
You know that's how I got in business?
Geisha,
dude, you know that's how I got in business, man?
Know what?
From his client. He left his client.
Listen, dude. Listen to me. Can I? Listen, man, I did a funeral time. Yeah. I preached a funeral for one of my family members' brothers. And JoJo was the people they used to take care of, you know.
Right.
So when I pulled up to the church, there was a Chevy Blazer, like Tahoe, backed up to the front of the church. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, they must be unloading chairs, you know. Then that, because the, you know, the body hadn't arrived yet. So the body in the casket. I said, I'm good. I went inside, though. Unbeknownst to me, when I look at the front entrance, behold, the back of the Chevrolet Tahoe open with the casket in the back, bro. Next to the spare tire. It reminds you of the Bronco that OJ drove.
Right.
But it was a Chevrolet.
I know. I know.
I could not believe mine eyes because I'm the presiding person over the funeral. I'm preaching. Mm. I have to reside. It gets worse, right? Mm-hmm. He unloads him out of a Chevy Tahoe with the spare tire next to him. Mm-hmm. He took out the back seat. You can see he took the back row out, right? You got the things out with the racks, all that, dude. Screw nuts and bolts. He got a bottle of oil, motor oil over the car. So I do the funeral. Mm-hmm. Time to close and go to the gravesite. JoJo comes up to me. Mm-hmm. Why, the whole, it's a packed church. He's still wiping tears. Uncle, brother, dad, and he say, well, they got to give me the rest of my money. This body ain't moving till they give me the rest of my money. I said, sir, I mean it, Ray. Then you going to let me tell him or you want to tell him? I said, you got to tell him that.
Right.
He stood there, bro, and told them that they had to collect the money right there. After they collected the money, Joseph mm-hmm. said, slide him back in there next to that spot. And let's go to Whisper Pass. Okay. Blue bag. So he was doing them wrong.
Man, I know. In the limo business, he was
indictment,
the same way.
Dude. Didn't he get indicted for that?
I know.
Is he out?
Look, he would drop people off and not go and pick them back up. I would go and pick up. I've done this many times. I picked up people on the side of the road in tears.
Dude, he was burying people. Some people they found he just buried them in the ground. No casket.
No casket.
No embalming or nothing.
Nothing. Yeah,
Fox 10 went to a lady house and interviewed. It was a lady. They say, ma'am, you a victim of the. And she said, that damn JoJo. They couldn't even bleep it out. She said, that's over. JoJo need to be. Put him on the jail. I'm sorry. Blue bag music. Bill Withers wrote Ain't No Sunshine in 1971 while he was working in a factory making bathrooms for 747 airplanes. Okay. When the song went gold, the factory presented him with a gold toilet seat. What the hell, man?
I know, right? Crazy.
I wonder, that's interesting. Wonder this time
where she's gone. JoJo character.
Who?
We need to get a JoJo character.
Bruh.
He's got to be a character now. That's going to be a segment or something.
Hey, Rip. This body ain't moving till I get the rest of my money. And I mean it.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, embarrassing moment. Okay, God. I saw a video, just scrolling through Facebook. And I saw a video where this horse, it was a horse clips where they were kicking things. So people were getting kicked. Other horses were getting kicked. Animals were getting kicked.
I need to see that.
And this dog got kicked so hard. It reminded me of the Paul from Misery. The dog was like, oh! You can see it. His ribs was convulsed. That dog was in pain, man. It's almost like his jaw dislocated.
Hey, a horse kick is dangerous, dude.
Dangerous, yeah.
They do not play.
They don't play.
I've seen some hilarious videos of people playing around with horses, and their horse kick them, dude.
Man.
And they fold up, dude. Hilarious.
It was seriously
And
injured.
Then they look around and try to act like it ain't hurt.
That's like getting hit with a baseball
bat. Oh, that hurt.
Right.
You to see. One horse, I saw a video of one horse kick another horse, and he died. Killed him.
You could kill a person.
Killed him.
You could kill a person too.
Jeez. If he kill another horse, I know he'll kill a person.
Right.
Jeez. We church announcements. Reverend Ledbetter is collecting a special love offering for Brother Hester for me to help with his neighbor reunion trip. All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to see how much they take up.
You got to get the love offering first. My love offering first. Yeah. Brother Hester. Then you get yours.
Okay. So you got to get yours off the top rail.
Put it in my pocket.
Put it in my pocket. So you the real put it in my pocket.
I'm the real player. For the Lord.
The women that look like Moses Malone, please see Nurse Thickles. After service in the health is wealth room. Oh my goodness. Luke, listen, dude.
I am your father.
Listen. Yes.
Why you stupid?
All right, Yoda.
What's up?
All right. So the Bible assures believers that God is actively involved in their travels, providing guidance and protection. Mm-hmm. In Psalms 121, 7 through 8, it says, "The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore."
That is so good, dude. And really, that's self-explanatory. And while you were reading that, I'm going to just tell you that I accepted, I received what you said, because I believe that whatever you read out the Bible, it's active. The Bible, matter of fact, the Bible said that what you just read was, it's living and breathing.
Right.
Said that the word of God is living and breathing, or the spirit is living and breathing. So right. The word of God is active. So, and he will, man. There's another Bible scripture in Hebrews that says that God has dispatched angels. To watch over you. You have angels.
So right, he
commands his angels
right.
to watch over us. And so
I believe that.
That's another blessing, man.
I believe that.
And you know something else? Like
for us to be here today.
Oh my goodness.
Definitely not by accident.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. The Bible speaks of, they say, hey, always be nice to strangers. Mm-hmm. He said, because by being kind to strangers, he said, you don't realize you're oftentimes entertaining an angel. The Bible says that. Say don't ward off a stranger. Don't be careful, because oftentimes
I could see that, but in the rush of life,
you how many going, times
did
dude,
you blow somebody off? You know, just like please.
He said, oftentimes by entertaining strangers, you entertain angels.
I can see that.
But that's fire the way God does that, though.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. That's good stuff, man. Yoda.
That was good. I like that. And again, I received that prayer, man. That's a prayer.
Yeah.
Facts. I received it.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. What if?
All right.
What if life was like a movie and the director would yell, cut, cut, cut. Every time you made a mistake.
Wow. Wow.
Like in the middle of life, you're just going through and you're doing
it. Would stop you from doing a lot of dumb stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh. But you know what's crazy? Again, the Bible is a director, God, right. And he says, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right. Right. Warning, stop.
Every time we do something crazy.
Right.
Right. He said, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Facts.
Oh, this is, y'all, I'm going to have to pardon y'all. I'm going to have to pardon this. Okay. I'm sorry. Forgive me. We'll get back with them. All right. Yeah. Mistakes aren't walls. They are stairs. Wow.
You guys can't see.
Yeah,
but
you can't see this.
The way I wrote the mistakes were as stair blocks. Huh. I'm about to put that on the blog.
That so is
grow. You grow.
That is crazy. I wish they could see this.
Right.
That's why I got quiet. And then it's in the stairs. Right.
Right.
That's fire. Yes. All right. Word of the day.
Hodophile. It's a person who loves to travel.
Wow.
Hodophile.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
African proverb. When your sister does your hair, you don't need a mirror to see it. Meaning, those who consistently act in your best interest can always be trusted. Yeah, that's true. That's fire.
Yeah.
Me and my sister close.
Yeah, I know.
You close with your sister?
Yeah.
Really, really close. How many sisters you got?
I got two. One I'm not so close with. I just learned, you know, like I didn't grow up with her, but I know her now. But still, I need to call her. I haven't called her. I'm going to make a promise on air to reach out. All right, spelling bee. Dolce far niente, which is Italian for the sweetness of doing nothing, not laziness, but leisure. Dolce far niente.
Okay.
That's three words. Dolce far niente.
Wow. Wow.
Can you spell it?
I can't spell no doce far.
Doce far niente. Try.
D-O-S-E.
D-O-L-C-E.
Ah. Far, P-H-A-R.
F-A-R.
Ah. Fuente.
F niente.
Niente. N-N-I-E-N-T-A-E.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
I got one,
you
right?
Got one, right?
Oh. Okay. All right. All right. Quotes of the week, right?
Quotes of the week.
All right. Tallulah, Tallulah, Tallulah. Get your vibe right and your life will be right. Snoop.
Snoop said that.
Snoop Dogg said that.
Uh-huh. I heard it in a rhyme and I stopped it and wrote it down.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey. Boats don't sink because of the water around them, but because of the water that gets in them.
Right. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
You saw Almondy.
You saw Almondy.
The day a blind man gets to see, he throws away the cane that has been helping him his whole life. That's fire.
Yes, Big Brother Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Don't chase butterflies. Grow a garden.
Okay, that's good. What you talking about, Willis? Disagreements are fine, but not disrespect. That is good. That's good.
That's a good one.
But you know what? Most people that are touchy or that don't like advice, they look at everything as a disrespect instead of.
But that's within them.
That's within
they
that
can't
person.
Help themselves.
Gotcha.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel. Love has trucked into my life, and we've been doing a lot of double clutching.
I wasn't even ready for that, dude. Kiss my grits.
My grit.
Not my circus, not my monkey. I like that. I ain't in this. My name Paul ain't with y'all.
I saw a quote.
My name Bennett ain't in.
And I went through all the comments, and this was in one of the comments. She mm-hmm. posted that in one of the comments. I was like, oh, that's fire right there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's all about the relationships.
Let's go.
All right. This is a good one from our F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Okay.
It says, there are all kinds of love in this world, but no, never the same love twice.
Okay. All right. All kinds of love. Yep. That's fire, but never the same love twice.
Never the same love twice.
That would make you think.
Right.
Perception versus perspective. Which hurts more, kicking the... in the groin or childbirth? Well, I've never been a woman, but I heard that's the closest thing to death. Childbearing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to lean toward them.
I'm going to say kicking the balls. You want to know why?
Why?
You never heard a man say, I want another kick in the balls.
Wow.
But a woman will say, I want another baby.
But you know what? That's another level, though, Coach. Now we talk.
It's a joke, man.
I know. I'm just saying. That's heavy there, Coach. That's heavy, Coach. You know, women, the womb is addicted to that, to childbearing.
It's amazing. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen anybody give birth?
I've seen it. Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's a turnoff. It makes you feel less than. Like, you ain't been doing
size.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah, the size. It swells up to like a big elephant.
Percent. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
I'm real sorry, guys. All right. 3/4 of people who get their CDL don't last 6 months in the trucking industry.
Wow.
Bad food, no exercise, nonstop stress, weird and little rest contribute to truckers driving living 17 years less than other humans.
What? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
It's a tough life. That's a tough lifestyle.
Challenge yourself segment.
All right.
Someone with half your talent is winning with twice your consistency. That's a fact.
That's fire.
That, and you know what? That should be an insult to those of us who are talented and gifted.
Right.
But we're lazy.
Right.
Because that's what it comes down to.
All right. Helpful hints.
All right.
This was from Bruce Lee. You are continuing to suffer. No, I'm just you will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that's said to you.
I heard that before.
The power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. If words can control you, that means everyone else can control you. Just breathe and allow things to pass.
Wow.
That was good. Water.
Like
Wata. Become Wata.
Wata.
You are Wata.
Kung Fu.
Time, money, energy segment. Advice from a horse.
This is your boy. I stole this from you. I want you to read it. I stole this from you.
This is actually from a lady named Rosemary Hemmingson.
Right.
Sweetest lady. You talking about, I talked about angels earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She's one that walks the earth.
Okay.
Real talk, bro.
Okay.
This lady, she's short and just embodies love. She'll grab you and hug you and she'll make you folk melt. She that type. Salt and pepper hair. Just, you know, oh right. Man. Right. Just embrace. I'm sorry. Yeah, and I'm good. Advice. This is what she sent me for my birthday. It was on a card for my birthday. Advice from a horse. Take life's hurdles in stride, loosen the reins, be free-spirited, carry your friends when they need it, keep stable, and gallop to greatness, man. So shout out to Rosemary Hemmingson, dude.
That was good.
Her name is worth mentioning. Mm-hmm. Sweetest lady. One of the sweetest ladies you would ever want to meet in your life.
Shout out.
Shout out to her, dude.
Does she go to your church?
No, I actually did her son's wedding.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I performed their wedding. Yes.
Right.
All right.
Final Drive Sports Jeopardy. All right. Voice segment. Police sketch artist. You look face to face with a burglar who just robbed Bucky's on your way to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like Michael Irvin. Can you describe him to the officer on site?
He was a tall African-American.
Tall African-American.
He was around 6'2" to 6'3" in height.
6'2", 6'3".
About
same with the hair or without?
He had dreads. He had short locks.
Short locks.
Okay. Yes, he did. Yeah, he was about 190 to 200 pounds, maybe.
Solid.
And he
looked like
acted,
he can run.
Yes, but he acted like he was on cocaine. He was sweating profusely.
Really,
he was sweating profusely. Yes, and yes. It was for no reason. Was what and caught my eye. And it was actually sweating, and it was 55 degree weather. Which further, as we know, that there were illegal drugs involved.
Interesting.
You said,
you gotta put out an APB on this guy.
All right. We're going to switch from that to this. Put it in my pocket. What can I say? I'm a swipe right kind of guy. What kind of math do pimps use? Trigonometry.
Oh, Lord.
Player. All right.
Family Feud.
Let's go. All
right. Name an occupation in which you disguise your appearance.
An occupation where I just disguise my... surgeon. Face mask.
Private eye.
Oh, for no one answer.
Detective. Name a day of the year when you really want to be with friends.
4th of July.
Okay. Christmas was the number.
Christmas? I thought that was family.
Name a kind of bear.
Polar bear.
Okay. What is a noise? Name a noisy bird.
Parrot.
That was a good one. Yeah. Name a food people give as a gift.
Cakes.
Name a place where you would see lots of flowers.
Garden.
Yeah. Name something you forbid to be put on your penis.
Condom.
Hey, yeah, right. It's an answer.
What was I supposed to say? Peanut butter? Tongue twister.
The old lady said, she said, being gay.
Oh,
that will be
terrible. I could say hot pepper. Hot sauce.
Right.
Forbidden.
Forbidden.
No, sir. This is not a glizzy.
No.
All right. Tongue twister. Shifting shadows, slowly slip, sleeping, state troopers, slick strips, cruisers. Boy, look at him. Ain't no joke
good.
With that.
You did good.
Yes.
My precious.
All right.
This thing devours all things, birds, beasts, man, trees, flowers. It gnaws at iron and bites steel, grinds hard stones to meal, slays kings, ruins towns, and looks mountains down. What am I? My precious.
Time.
Yes, my precious. You got it. Just you can have my ring now. My ring, my ring.
Yes, never have I ever.
Okay.
On the road again for yes.
Yep.
And real tomato ketchup, Eddie, for no.
Well, you remember from vacation when they were at Eddie's house at the picnic, they were having a picnic, and he was making a burger, and he said, real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
All right,
and Eddie goes, nothing but the best.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie? All right. Never have I ever ditched a road trip early because I was having a bad time.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
All right. Never have I ever intentionally taken a wrong turn just to see where it led.
On the road again.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie? I don't think so. Never have I ever gotten out of a speeding ticket while driving.
On the road again.
Never have I ever sang off key to the radio in the car for the whole trip.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
No. Never have I ever eaten fast food for every meal on the trip. On the road again.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
I have. Never have I ever slept in the car overnight. On the road again. Never have I ever been on a road trip with someone I'm not close to.
I have to think about that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Me either.
I'm just going to say, real tomato ketchup, me too.
Never have I ever had to call for roadside assistance on a trip.
On the road again.
Never have I ever been a backseat driver on a trip.
Real tomato ketchup, Eddie.
I may have, though.
I may have.
That one,
yeah,
iffy.
Yeah. All right. This last, to death do us part.
Okay.
Okay. So you got an old man reading a book in bed, and his wife is laying to his left.
Mm-hmm.
The old man takes his left hand and starts fingering his wife for a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Then he takes that hand and uses it to turn the page on his book. And the wife says, "You really got to stop teasing me."
Dude, I'm dead.
That was a good book, wasn't it?
That was a good book.
Tech segment. Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And, of course, our website, On and Off the Field with the DA.com.
Get it, Coach. He stumbled through that one. Episode 56. Got you on the field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, since 1976.
1968.
You're the man. Episode 56.
Peace.
Road trips.
Yep.
Be safe out there, bro.
All right, don't be
safe.
You'll
be listening to this on the road.
Facts.
You'll tell us where
you are. You think I ain't gonna run it back?
Run it back.
I'm on the road.
Hey, while you're on the road, put it on the Stellar account.
Put all
your gas on the Stellar account.
But you wouldn't know anything
about that.
We out. Peace.
Sailing in Virginia Beach.
All right.